Welcome to AI Dispatch, your channel for the latest AI videos on YouTube. If you don't want to miss these updates, please like, subscribe, and share. This episode from All In Podcast features Chamath Palihapitiya, David Friedberg, and David Sachs, presenting analysis that challenges core assumptions across economics, labor markets, and biological science. Their argument suggests that software valuations, knowledge work, and aging itself operate under principles fundamentally different from conventional understanding. Here are the critical points. Consider a scenario where the entire software industry is pricing in its own potential obsolescence within 3 years. The discussion opens with Chamath Palihapitiya's financial analysis of how markets evaluate companies like Salesforce and Adobe. Historically, investors debated only the timing of growth deceleration for established software firms. The question centered on when cash flows would slow, not whether they would persist. Palihapitiya identifies a structural shift in market psychology. Investors now assess whether these revenue streams will exist at all in the near future. This transition from when to if produces a valuation compression from price to earnings ratios of 40x down to 10x as the probability of complete disruption becomes material rather than theoretical. What appeared to be the safest category in technology now carries existential risk. This financial anxiety connects to David Friedberg's sociological hypothesis regarding the nature of knowledge work itself. We generally treat sitting at a computer and processing information as the evolved form of human labor superior to physical work. Friedberg proposes an inversion. Knowledge work may represent a temporary historical phenomenon rather than a permanent category. His reasoning positions this type of labor within a narrow window between the invention of computing and the maturation of artificial intelligence. Just as elevator operators disappeared when automation arrived, the entire white-collar sector could dissolve, revealing it was never humanity's destination, but merely a transitional phase. This raises an unprecedented economic question. If AI eliminates production constraints, does human consumption capacity become the binding limit? Civilization has never confronted an upper bound on our ability to absorb output. The engineering implications challenge standard assumptions about labor demand. The immediate intuition suggests that if AI can write code, demand for software engineers will collapse. David Sachs presents data showing the opposite. Job postings for software engineers are rising 10% year over year despite AI capabilities. He attributes this to the Jevons paradox, where reducing the cost of a resource increases rather than decreases total consumption. Software engineering was previously so expensive that companies built only critical applications. AI lowers the cost barrier, making millions of previously unviable projects economically feasible. Rather than eliminating engineers, the industry will deploy them to build exponentially more software. Anthropic, the company developing AI that theoretically threatens coding jobs, currently lists a software engineering position at $570,000 annually, reinforcing this thesis. Friedberg introduces a geopolitical infrastructure argument regarding data centers. The common perception treats data centers as local nuisances, consuming power and generating complaints. Friedberg reframes them as the modern equivalent of oil rigs and factories combined. His logic relies on the physics of information. Data transmission occurs at light speed, meaning physical proximity to users is unnecessary. If the United States blocks data center construction due to local opposition, what Sachs terms bananas, or build absolutely nothing anywhere near anyone, the infrastructure will relocate to nations like Saudi Arabia or the UAE that are actively competing to host it. Digital infrastructure is geographically flexible but economically decisive. Rejecting the physical hardware doesn't reduce energy consumption. It exports the GDP growth of the AI era to competing nations. The discussion concludes with a biological claim regarding aging that redefines it as a reversible condition. Blindness and aging are typically understood as hardware failures, comparable to broken mechanical components that cannot be repaired. Friedberg highlights human trials using Yamanaka factors to treat blindness, introducing a new conceptual model. Aging is epigenetic noise rather than structural damage. Cells retain the instructions for youthful function but lose access to them over time, similar to an operating system accumulating corrupted files. Injecting specific proteins doesn't repair tissue in a traditional sense. It clears the accumulated noise and instructs cells to revert to their original state. If this approach succeeds in human trials as it has in primates, aging transitions from inevitable decay to a solvable information problem. The panel identifies a critical bottleneck. While silicon and software advance rapidly, physical infrastructure lags. The current constraint is not intelligence, but the speed at which power plants and facilities can be constructed. The gap between what AI can theoretically accomplish and what physical infrastructure can support is costing the industry $130 billion in unrealized revenue. If you're interested in the video featured in this episode, click the link below to watch the original.